Hey everyone, it's Tom Panos here. We're just going to wait for this audience to build up, and we're just getting the Facebook live stream up and running as well. Guys and girls, I'm letting you know that that opening slide there, real estate black belt, that is what we're aiming for. And what I've done is I've created the various layers that show what is the area of focus you should be doing when you're at a specific GCI level. And what I'd like to say is what you'll notice here, I'll just move this here. What you'll notice, gang, is that once you start writing 500,000, that's when real estate becomes really, really good, guys and girls. That's where it becomes good, because that's at the level where you start having momentum. People are seeking you out. You're not doing as much as the cold calling. You're not actually out there sort of trying to get on the shopping list by doing just cold prospecting all the time. And you've built this model of attraction. That normally happens around the $500,000 mark. The purpose of today is I'm going to share with you a couple of tricks, a couple of secrets, a couple of strategies that I think are going to be extremely useful for you in your real estate life. And I'm going to then go off and show you the nine modules that really are the foundation framework of your real estate career. That's what I'll be doing. But gang, what I might do is kick off and go over and move over to this slide here. And as you're watching this slide, guys and girls and gang, and men and women, and ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, the ultimate model in real estate is that you build this process-driven business that is repeatable, scalable, and predictable. That is the goal in real estate, that it's repeatable, scalable, and predictable. And I've always said it, my mantra in 2019 is that process trumps motivation any day of the week. It is a process-driven business that we're in. And what I'd like to do is move on to a slide and show you what I think a daily process that every successful real estate agent should have. They are the following. They should have a standard wake-up time. I believe that if you win the morning, you win the day. You win the first 2 hours of the day. You win the first 2 hours, you win the day. So one of the standard rituals I urge all real estate gym members is to have the same wake-up time every day. The second ritual is that you actually have a morning ritual, that you have this pattern of operating. Now, I can't help it, but when I observe really, really good estate agents, they seem to have an earlier wake-up time than most people. That's the first thing. The second thing is they seem to put in an activity that makes them feel good, and that is generally exercise, you know, whether it's gym, CrossFit, run, a walk. It is some sort of external exercise that you're leaving the house, or if you've got a gym at your home, I suppose I shouldn't not take that away from people as being part of their morning ritual and exercise. But gang, I would highly recommend that you look at bringing exercise into your morning. The next daily checklist that they have is that they have a team huddle. If you've got an assistant, if you don't have an assistant, you don't have a team huddle. The next term I've got there is MITs. Everyone should have a most important task, right? Most important task list. Now, I use an app called Things, T-H-I-N-G-S, Things, and it's a fantastic app. What I do is it synchronizes my mobile phone with my iPad and my laptop and my watch, and I have to say to you, it is a fantastic way to capture what you've got to be doing. The reason I love this app a lot, and in fact, what I might do is I might actually just bring it up on my phone and just show it to you. It's the one with the tick there, Things, T-H-I-N-G-S. And the reason I like it is as I'm opening it up, it just basically gives you, you know, the options of doing something today, up and coming, you put a date, or any time, right? And it is just very easy. If you've got an iWatch or the Apple Watch, you can just talk to it and it actually puts the thing to-do list in there. So I would urge you, I would 100% urge you to be looking at having a to-do list tool. And I believe that some real estate agents, man, look, there are a lot of real estate agents that love using the daily checklist to do their work. Okay, Abbas is basically saying, what should I start with day one? We'll answer that in a moment. But when you're saying I bought it just now, I'm not quite sure what you've bought, whether you've bought the app. But let's move on. So vendor touch points. Sorry, for social, review your current deals. This is another thing that all real estate agents should be doing on a daily basis. You need to understand that every moment that you're not talking to your vendor and buyer in a deal between offer and acceptance and becoming unconditional, you're giving an opportunity to other people. You're giving an opportunity to other people to actually intercept the sale, be it another agent. Sometimes it's the uncle, you know, who's a butcher who doubles up as a real estate agent and goes off and destroys the sale. Here's the point. The point is, in a marketplace that has lost a little bit of urgency, but since the federal election in Australia at least, there's been a little bit more confidence in New Zealand, depending on the regional area, the city that you're in. You know, some markets are more urgent than others. All I'm saying is, you've got to keep deals together. That is one of the major KPIs. A minimum of 30 minutes personal development per day. That is what the real estate gym has been built for. It has been built for you to actually ensure that you have got a positive mind, because I have never seen anyone have a positive life with a negative mind. One of the key aspects of being a real estate gym member is that we're moving you into being someone that's an optimistic person, someone that's a proactive person, someone that's got a growth mindset, someone who's constantly looking at improving and getting better, someone who can actually become resilient, have grit. That is one of the main reasons I set up the real estate gym. I've said it, real estate is 80% psychology and only 20% mechanics. And one of the key things is that you've got to get super clear. You've got to get super clear that success is an inside job. Things get better when you get better. You've got to work on yourself more than the job. You are the job. And I love the fact that in real estate, you control your destiny. You control your income. You control your lifestyle. But it is also the highest paid hard work and it's the lowest paid easy work. And what I'm constantly trying to do is help real estate agents understand, as being the CEO of your life, you must learn to manage free time. You'll have so much free time in real estate if you give yourself permission to have free time. So one of the mantras I have every morning I wake up is this: today I will wake up being busy, being productive. Today I will not be busy being busy. Hang, man, guys and girls, how many times do I see people sort of just majoring on the minor stuff, people concentrating on small return activities? One of the key things you've got to be doing is working on high probability activity. And every real estate agent should have two pieces of paper. Man, two pieces of paper. And I'm just going to use, like, they're going to be a lot bigger than this, but one of them should say, hot buyers. One of them should be saying hot chase list of vendors. And on those, this is where the money is, guys and girls. Who goes on your hot buyer list? People that have made offers on properties. You know that they're hot. People that are going to be buying a property within the next 30 to 60 days, whether it's an Excel document, whether it's been handwritten, you need to carry this with you all the time. Your other document is your potential vendor chase list. These are people that are coming on the market in the next 30 to 60 days. This is where the money is, guys and girls. Having conversations with these people. Let's move on. 4 social media posts. Follow 2 people on social media to understand how to really smash it. 3 people in real estate that seem to be executing social media in a way that's going to help them get more listings and sales. Shane Beaumont from Perth, Taney Jane from Melbourne, and Josh Tesselin from Sydney. If you want to look at more the upmarket and you're in a prestige market, look at Gab Rubenstein. So guys and girls, they're 4 people, good to look at what they're doing on social. Next point, vendor touch points. You need to ensure that in this marketplace, low offers, they blame the market. No offers, they blame the agents. You need to be taking an offer a week to the marketplace, extracting an offer and giving it to vendors. Nothing is more powerful than shaping vendors by offers, and you need to be giving them a written weekly report. These are the processes of vendor management. Let's move on. Minimum of 30 minutes personal development per day and 3 appointments. So what's your diary going to be looking like? It's really simple. You're going to have in the morning cut out time to be doing your prospecting, your phone work, and then in the afternoon, you're going to be doing your appointments. Let's move on to the next slide. Next slide. Guys and girls, I'm going to tell you that when you are in the real estate gym, please understand social media. I speak to you from a position of strength in the world at the moment. I am number 3 on Facebook engagement for the content of real estate coaching and training. And look at the people I'm competing against, people in the USA that have got a far bigger population. And what I've learned is I've learned to master how to hack the system on social media. And I'm just going to give you a couple of tips. Going live, using live stream is critical. Some of the equipment you need, get yourself one of these lights. They're $60, right? Lights help. I don't even have it on now because I've got natural daylight coming in. In addition to that, this mic, a Rode lapel mic, clips on here. Not using it now because I'm not going into my mobile phone, but the reason I'm going straight into a computer and I'm using AirPods, but I've got to tell you, this phone, this Rode lapel mic comes into your phone like this, and man, you get incredible sound. Then all you do is you add this tripod, the Gorilla tripod. Man, you've got your own rig. You've set yourself your own media company. And I'm going to tell you some of the videos that you need to be doing on social media are, yes, property videos with you featured in it. Next one, doing a market wrap live on a Saturday afternoon. Have a look at what Josh Tesselin does. And don't forget, mate, this guy in the real estate gym wrote $1.1 million. $1.1 million in his first year of sales. Man, we're giving you stuff that is working in the marketplace. 24-year-old guy. Let's move on. This slide here, guys and girls, is a very important slide. Let me just finish up on social media. There's one other video that you got to keep doing, and that is you got to keep getting testimonial videos. Keep getting testimonial videos from your clients and uploading them on Facebook. And while we're on the subject of testimonials, there are 3 platforms you've got to nail with reviews and testimonials. Here they are: Google and Rate My Agent. Realestate.com has got a product, reviews and testimonials. And Facebook, every time there's a transaction, there must be an email or an SMS that goes out and prompts the people to be actually giving you a review. We live in a world of consumerism. Consumerism is all about, it's not what you say to the market, it's what the market says to the market. So gang, I'm telling you, and listen to me very, very carefully. If you want to turbocharge the amount of listings you're getting, nothing is more powerful than learning to use reviews and testimonials on the platforms I mentioned. Okay, this slide here is a really good slide for anyone that wants to do a time log to see how much time of real work are they doing. Gang, I'm telling you straight, you sit down and you document what you do in a whole week in 15-minute chunks, you're going to get an incredible awareness. And that awareness is going to be that you're going to work out that, hey, I am not spending so much time on being productive. I seem to be wasting a lot of time just hanging out or doing stuff that is low probability work. This time log, please listen to me. It is an awareness tool. It will help you understand that you might be busy being busy versus being productive. Something unimportant done well does not make that thing important. I'm hoping by doing an analysis of your workflow, it's going to help you look in the mirror and say, hey, let's get real here. When I'm at work, I'm probably not working all the time. And maybe I'm staying longer at work because I'm just floating around. So gang, time log, great exercise. Let's move on to the next slide. In the real estate gym, I've been very proud to tell you that the number one real estate agent in Australia at the moment with 225 sales to his name is a client of mine, Shari. I'm letting you know that later on this year, we're going to have the whole Shari system in the real estate gym. Right now, I've actually got a lot of his content in there, and go into the gym and just search his content. But this guy here was using the real estate templates, including the Ideal Weeks. In the real estate gym, I've got the Tom Hector system, the exact scripts and dialogues you've got to be doing for your prospecting, for your callbacks, and for your listing presentations. Let's move on. Tanae Jane, another real estate gym member we produced to write $1.1 million with only 4 years in real estate. His content is in the real estate gym. Go and seek it. This guy, Gavin Rubenstein, been working with this guy for a decade. He would be the number one agent. He is a 30-year-old agent writing, you know, well in excess of $3 million. Go in and look at his content. Go in and look at his letters in the real estate gym. And David Walker, one of the other outstanding speakers at ARIC, again, a $3 million agent. Why am I showing you these agents? Because I'm letting you know that all these four agents are all successful, but they do things their way. And that's one of the things that the real estate gym does. It brings everyone's different work on how they go about it. There is no one way to succeed in real estate. It becomes dependent on who you are as a person, the marketplace that you're working, the dynamics in your marketplace, what you like doing, what you don't like doing, your working, your strengths. Let's move on. I want to actually show you 9 quick game changers that I think you should bring into your business immediately. Here they are. Using ghost voicemail with a company like I use Tricall, where you can record a message and it goes off to hundreds, if not thousands of people in one go. DocuSign or Adobe. It is a really fast way to get contracts and agreements signed without you having to run around and get someone to sign this, sign that. Big time saver. Next one is get smart about your second inspections. What do I mean by that? Create urgency. When you have a second inspection on a property, have another buyer at the property looking at it 10 minutes later. Create social proof. Create scarcity. Expired listings. Gang, how much better is it to prospect someone that you know that is selling versus someone that's not selling? Expired listings are a goldmine, gang. They are saying, we want to sell. And at day 40, these guys and girls, these families are in pain because they had a story. They wanted to have their home sold probably in around a month or two. And there it's sitting on the books. At day 60, they're mentally shopping around for another agent. So here's the strategy with expired listings. Treat them like a buyer. Number one. Number two, hang in there. These guys and girls are wild vendors. They'll shrug you off. They hate agents. But I tell you what, the person that perseveres, that just stays at it, the person that just builds a relationship, at day 90, you are on the shopping list. Even last night, Tanay sent me a message like 9:30. I mean, he does work very hard. Let's have a look here. Tanay, just sold another expired. The video will come on soon. So when you do sell another agent's expired, grab your phone, do a case study on your phone. Hey, I want to let you know 27 Smith Street's just been sold, was on the market for 113 days with another agent. We sold it in 5 days. Nothing sells better than a story. Next game changer, home ground vendor meetings. When you're doing your vendor meetings, try and have your vendor meetings in your office. Why? It's got that home ground advantage. Next one, Google, Facebook, rate my agent, realestate.com, reviews. Next thing is, don't just sell vendors properties. Help them understand that the property they're going to buy is probably cheaper than they thought. This is going to help you get them get their offers accepted. This is what some agents are doing to get properties sold in tougher markets. And the last thing is, have a Monday morning focus meeting with yourself every Monday on a piece of paper. You will write, who are your current vendors? Number one. Number two, who are your hot 25 buyers? Number three, what are you going to write? Listings you're chasing. This simple one pager helps you create priorities in your week. It sets the agenda. The Monday morning focus meeting is going to force you on those three groups of people, my current vendors. What can I do to get one of these vendors reduced in price so I can make it more saleable this week? Your hot buyers, what can I do to get this buyer closer to a property that I've currently got? What can I do to get them involved in a sale? Listings you're chasing, what can I do this week to get this vendor closer to me as me to be their agent? That's what I mean by the Monday morning focus meeting. Let's move on to the next slide. Guys, I don't know, with all the viewers that are watching this, and the people that are going to watch it on replay, I don't know where you're at, right? I don't know where you're at. I don't know whether you're a level one agent where you're on your own, or whether you've actually got an administration PA, which is a red PA, or whether you've got three people in your team. But I'm telling you right now, my commitment to you is to work with you to get you from being here, level one agent, probably riding around 100,000 to 300,000, and move you at least to a level three agent, which is over $600,000 GCI. That's when real estate's great. And I've got to say, one of the secrets is you've got to move from a model from me to we. It's going to take time. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to give you the position descriptions. I'm going to show you how much you're going to pay them and what you're going to expect from them. But I'm letting you know, if you don't have a PA, you are the PA. And this is going to take me to the slide that is what we're going to be working with over the next, 2 months. And that is, I'm going to help you build your own personal attraction plan. Real estate to me is made up of three components. Finding people, that's the red. Then nurturing people until they're ready to list, that's the green. And once you've listed them, the blue is to sell them. Let's just spend some time today on my target market. How do you work out what should be your target market? It's simple. What you want to do is have a marketplace that has got good real estate commissions in it. How do you work out total commissions in the market? It is number of sales times average commission. So if there's 100 sales in your area and the average commission is 10 grand, you know that there's $1 million of income there. So you turn around and say, well, if I got 20% market share, that would give me $200,000 of GCI, gross commission income, out of that marketplace. So in a target market, here are my tips for you. Number one, what I would be doing is looking at an area of around 1,000 to 1,500 homes. Number two, pick a marketplace that you plan to be there in the long run. There is not a good strategy to start in one market and then move into another market a few years later and then leave that market. What you want to be doing is beginning with the end in mind. And your target market must be a marketplace where you like, where you see yourself in 5 years, where there is good turnover, where you get on with the people, where you hang out there, whether it's at the cafes, whether you eat there, whether you work out there, whether you, you know, sponsor a local school or sporting club there. You want to become the mayor of that area. You want to become the rock star of that area. You've got to have an approach where you're a laser there, not a light bulb. So in the real estate gym, there is a number of modules about how to work your core marketplace. I've got a lot of the Matt Steinway type strategies on that subject in the real estate gym. Go watch his videos in the real estate gym. Go watch his videos in the real estate gym. While you're at it, the other videos that I'd urge you to be watching, the videos that are going to be most useful for you in the real estate gym are the Tom Hector system, the John McGrath work, the Matt Steinway, the Adrian Bowe. That there forms a lot of the basis of what you need to succeed in real estate. So your target market, let's recap, 1,000 to 1,500 homes, an area that you plan to be there long-term. In the ideal world, it would be good not to have someone that's got 70% market share already. They are hard to beat, but I don't think many areas do have 70% market share. And all I'll say to you is that once you've defined your target market, your goal is to become a household name in that marketplace. Your goal is to become the no-brainer pick in that marketplace. Guys and girls, over the next 12 weeks or thereabouts, there'll be content being put here helping you build your attraction business plan. I'd like to let you know that right now, if you're not a real estate gym member, we are going to email you, give you the link. And if you join the real estate gym, you'll be getting me as your coach. You'll be getting a 9-week structured program free of charge. You'll also be getting the scripts and dialogues that are so important in real estate on getting more listings, your prospecting scripts and dialogues, and a listing presentation. I've got ideal weeks. I've got processes. I've got structures. Everything is there for you to succeed in real estate, plus hundreds of hours of interviews on what the million-dollar agents are doing to win more listings and make more sales. The real estate gym membership works out to being $620 a year or $65 a month. And it has me as your coach, and you're getting something from me every day. Guys and girls, I want to leave you on that note, and I'd love to have you on board as a gym member, and I'd love to help you have the best 12 months of your real estate life. Now, I'm just going to see any questions I've got, and Oliver Booth has got regarding target market. If you're a young agent, how do you convince the vendors to sell with you? Okay, so let's answer that question. If you're a young agent, how do you get people to list with you? It's really simple. What you do is you've got to work on your strength. You don't have 20 years experience. You're not a 45-year-old person. So what do? You bring new business energy to the equation. So pretty much this is how I will bottle your conversation if you're a new agent. Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, I'm relatively new into this marketplace. Yes, I don't have 25 years experience, but my office collectively has 112 years of experience. So when you list with me, you're listing with we. You're getting a team of people. That's the first thing. The second thing is Mr. and Mrs. Vendor. I want to let you know that right now I only have two listings in this farm area, which means that every day I don't have a conflict of interest of trying to work out which property to sell first. If I've got a hot buyer with finance approved and they're ready to go, I will be talking to them about your property. I won't have another 30 to worry about. Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, I understand that as being a newer agent in the marketplace, I've got to prove myself each and every day. When you hire an experienced agent, they feel that they should be entitled to your business. For me, I have to earn the right for your business. Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, I'm letting you know the fact that I'm new into this marketplace means that each and every day I've got to go off and prove myself, and I will tell you there will not be a real estate agent in this area that will work longer and harder than me to get your property sold. When can I get to work? That's what you've got to have. You've got to bottle in new business energy, and you've got to make sure you expose some of the weaknesses of the experienced agents, which is Mr. and Mrs. Vendor. Have they guaranteed you that they will be talking to every buyer themselves, that they'll be doing every open for inspection themselves, that they will be doing every part of the campaign, or will they simply be listing your property and then farming it out and giving it to one of their assistants? You have to work your strengths when you are a newer real estate agent. Hope that answers your question, Oliver. Gang, do me a favor. If you're a gym member watching this right now, I'm letting you know that soon every ARIC speaker is going to be in the gym. We interviewed them after their talk, and we got stuff that they think you should be doing to have a great 12-month period. So guys and girls, look forward to speaking to you soon. This is Tom Panos signing off. And have a good day, and never forget, may you have a future much bigger than your past. Guys and girls, I'm signing off.